beside him. Roland, however, lays Martin's plans at nines, passing the test, due mostly to his clever choice of weapon. We discover that the gunslinger's world is related to our own in some fundamental and terrible way. This link is first revealed when Roland meets Jake, a boy from the New York of 1977, at a desert way station. There are doors between Roland's world and our own. One of them is death, and that is how Jake first reaches Midworld, pushed into 43rd Street and run over by a car. The pusher was a man named Jack Mort, except the thing hiding inside of Mort's head and guiding his murderous hands on this particular occasion was Roland's old enemy, Walter. Before Jake and Roland reach Walter, Jake dies again, this time because the gunslinger, faced with an agonizing choice between this symbolic sun and the Dark Tower, chooses the tower. Jake's last words before plunging into the abyss are, "Go then. There are other worlds than these." The final confrontation between Roland and Walter occurs near the Western Sea. In a long night of palaver, the man in black tells Roland's future with a strange tarot deck. Three cards, the prisoner, the lady of the shadows, and death, but not for you, gunslinger, are especially called to Roland's attention. The second volume, The Drawing of the Three, begins on the edge of the Western Sea, not long after Roland awakens from his confrontation with his old nemesis and discovers Walter long dead, only more bones in a place of bones. The exhausted gunslinger is attacked by a horde of carnivorous lobstrosities, and before he can escape them, he has been seriously wounded, losing the first two fingers of his right hand. He is also poisoned by their bites, and as he resumes his trek northward along the Western Sea, Roland is sickening, perhaps dying. On his walk, he encounters three doors standing freely on the beach. These open into our city of New York at three different whens. From 1987, Roland draws Eddie Dean, a prisoner of heroin. From 1964, he draws Odetta Susanna Holmes, a woman who has lost her lower legs in a subway mishap, one that was no accident. She is indeed a lady of shadows, with a vicious second personality hiding within the socially committed young black woman her friends know. This hidden woman, the violent and crafty Detta Walker, is determined to kill both Roland and Eddie when the gunslinger draws her into Midworld. Between these two in time, once again in 1977, Roland enters the hellish mind of Jack Mort, who has hurt Odetta Detta not once, but twice. "Death," the man in black told Roland, "but not for you, gunslinger." Nor is Mort the third of whom Walter foretold. Roland prevents Mort from murdering Jake Chambers, and shortly afterward, Mort dies beneath the wheels of the same train which took Odetta's legs in 1959. Roland thus fails to draw the psychotic into Midworld, but, he thinks, who would want such a being in any case? Yet there's a price to be paid for rebellion against a foretold future. Isn't there always? "Caw, maggot," Roland's old teacher, Court, might have said. "Such is the great wheel and always turns. Be not in front of it when it does, or you'll be crushed under it and so make an end to your stupid brains and useless bags of guts and water." Roland thinks that perhaps he has drawn three in just Eddie and Odetta, since Odetta is a double personality. Yet when Odetta and Detta merge as one in Susanna, thanks in large part to Eddie Dean's love and courage, the gunslinger knows it's not so. He knows something else as well. He is being tormented by thoughts of Jake, the boy who, dying, spoke of other worlds. Half of the gunslinger's mind, in fact, believes there never was a boy. In preventing Jack Mort from pushing Jake in front of the car meant to kill him, Roland has created a temporal paradox which is tearing him apart. And in our world, it is tearing